This is WTF.
Wednesday.
Cliffo, anyone who has ever been a bridesmaid knows that it can be quite a task. You are often in the role for about a year. It involves planning and prepping and just a lot of responsibility. I did it twice last year and I'm still scarred from it. There is a lady, though, who is a professional bridesmaid, chooses to do this. Her name is Kirsten Walsh and she joins us this morning. Morning.
Good morning.
It is one of those jobs. I think Bronte summed it up perfectly there. Like, it's one of those jobs that I think is put up on a pedestal from time to time.
Yeah.
Kirsten, but for some bridesmaids, it's not the most enjoyable job in the world.
It is not for some. I think it's such a privilege to stand by your friend on their wedding day. But when you sign up 12 months beforehand and then the jobs list keeps growing and then on the day you've got 15 million things you need to do as well as looking hot, it's a lot to ask.
It is. I think that you summed it up very well there. It's all of the things in the lead up, including the hen's party, which for me was probably the most stressful thing. But then on the day you are trying to keep calm this person who's going through a major life event while also trying to look good. It's tough.
It's a tough job. And that's why we made it a job.
Right.
So it's actually a business. So hireabridesmaid.com.au. And it should be a job.
Yeah.
Like the services that a bridesmaid actually undertakes, you should be paid good money for it.
Often putting in your own money and stuff as well. Is that the expectation of the hire a bridesmaid bridesmaids?
Yes and no. I mean, we don't put any money in. We get paid to do the jobs. Mm-hmm. But the whole premise is that, yes, there are so many things that come along with being a bridesmaid. But essentially the business came along where it's like, what is that person to the bride? And that's, you know, their best friend, they're someone that they trust, someone that they can rely on, and someone that you can ask to do things for you, particularly on your wedding day or in the lead up to, because you trust them. Mm-hmm. And so we realized there was this gap between, you know, the couple and their wedding party and all of their suppliers. And then we started the business.
Wow.
Is it weird, like, if you go the whole hog and someone employs you to, you know, do all the pre-stuff, but actually be there on the wedding day and stand next to them? Is it weird to stand next to someone on their wedding day that you've sort of really just met and it's more transactional than a real friendship?
No, it's not weird at all. It's actually, like I said, it's such an honour to stand by anybody, whether you know them or not. We get to know our clients really well in the lead up to their wedding anyway, but sometimes they just want that extra support by their side. Sometimes they just want somebody there that gets it, that's been through it more than a million times almost, just to be there with them and not feel bad if they have to ask them to do things like, hey, can you get my flat shoes or where's my lippy to touch up or whatever.
So a bit more wedding plannery, but really focusing on the bride involved in this wedding. Has there ever been like a late call up, like where you haven't had that time, Kirsten, to get to know the bride and you're kind of just like put in the wedding party?
Yes, there have been many times, and it's usually because someone's sick, particularly in the last couple of years where like they couldn't travel to the wedding, for example, and they just needed or wanted to even out their bridal party. You can have uneven wedding parties, of course, but for them, they were like, yeah, we just want to even it out, and can you come and stand in, and you kind of meet everybody on the day, and that's a bit awkward initially, but it's, a lot of our job is just reading personalities, right, and fitting in.
Oh, I like that.
And it does make sense to have a professional up there in the middle of the action because there's a lot of stuff that can go wrong. Like, essentially, you're asking when you're planning a wedding, like people who have never planned an event in their life to become event planners, but then also be completely on show and public speaking is thrown in. What is some of the stuff that you have seen gone wrong at weddings or just you've heard of horror stories or whatever that you guys are equipped to deal with if it does go wrong?
Look, something goes wrong at every single wedding. I think the level to which it goes wrong is where it differs. You know, quite often dresses break or buttons fall off clothing and those need to be mended at the last minute. It could be things like the dress gets dirty before you've even had photos, but it can also be things like our wedding we were at on the weekend where one of the bridesmaids fainted during the ceremony, which is just awful. She was totally fine, but, you know, things do happen, and I think it's how you recover for those, you know, like having us there to stand in to with the sewing kit or, you know, with the ice pack at the ready for the poor bridesmaid or whatever it might be.
So you're happy, Kirsten, always being the bridesmaid, never being the bride for now?
Well, I am getting married next year.
So. Oh, good for you.
Congrats.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're going to be the hardest bride to keep happy.
She'll do it all herself.
Yeah. Kirsten Walsh, a professional bridesmaid, hireabridesmaid.com.au. Thanks for joining WTF Wednesday.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.